John Rood always gives us a very important report. We look at a region of the world that is key to the end-time prophetic scenario found in God's Word. Well, we're going back to Jerusalem now. Jim Jr. and his brother Rick, our two sons, are in Israel with a tour group out of Pensacola, Florida. And we wanted to get on the line. Jim, I always love to talk to you when you're there in Jerusalem. And I heard that you had an exciting experience landing there at the airport, then boarding a train, a really very fast-moving train coming into Jerusalem, and then getting into your place where you were staying as you awaited the tour group arriving. A pretty interesting experience, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, Dad. Good to talk to you. I always love talking to you when I'm here in Israel, talking to you as we do the radio program. Yes, when I landed at Tel Aviv, a new fast way to Jerusalem is the train system that they have set up. For $5, you could get on that train in 25 minutes, be from Ben-Gurion Airport down by Tel Aviv all the way into the center of Jerusalem and get off the train. Very high speed, very safe, very comfortable, clean. Sometimes you would think, wow, we should put all the tourists on this train and go to Jerusalem. It would be a lot faster.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a fun time. We've never been able to do that, your mother and I. But I also understand they are considering and maybe even have approved the possibility that you can take the train from the airport all the way to the Temple Mount. Some pros and cons on that, but what do you think the heartbeat of the people? Do they want to have that train taking them to the Temple Mount, which would be a very interesting experience as well?
No doubt about that, Dad. The religious people, the Jewish people flying in, landing at Ben-Gurion, within a half hour's time, you could be in all the way to the Western Wall. You're exactly right. There are pros and cons, and they have approved it. The Israeli government has already approved it. But there are some things. Archaeologists are a little bit upset. As you would well know, the Palestinians and even the country of Jordan is a little bit upset. This tunnel that would go underneath the city of Jerusalem would be about a mile and a half long. You're talking about drilling through bedrock and limestone soil that has been there from 2,000, 3,000 years. What artifacts would be there? So there are quite a few people that are not on board with this, but the religious communities and those people coming in, it would whisk them right to the Western Wall Plaza.
Well, what a opportunity. Fly out of New York or Miami or L.A. or wherever, and then and within 25, 30 minutes, you're there at the Temple Mount, the most sacred piece of real estate for all the Jewish people. That's exciting. Well, speaking of exciting, how about the people from Pensacola? Their first time maybe to be in Jerusalem and into the state of Israel. They excited about their tour?
They are, Dad. You know, I had a few people that came up to me and said, you know, I was a little concerned when I found out your father wasn't going to be on this trip, but after the first day, we don't need your dad. Now, he said it in a nice way, Dad, and you could take heart in the fact that I'm doing a good job at teaching, and people here, their first time here. Of course, on our first day, we go to Yad Vashem and Shepherd's Fields and the Shrine of the Book, and actually to the Western Wall as the Shabbat comes in the evening, and we see those Jewish young men and women, the yeshiva boys, as they come down from the Old City, running down the stairs, singing to greet the Queen Shabbat, as they call it, singing and dancing. It's just a festive atmosphere always at the Western Wall Plaza, the Kotel, when Shabbat is coming in.
Well, that is an experience you're never going to forget. You're able to look at Israel past, touch Israel present, and visualize Israel future. And I know what your teaching is, Jim, because I taught you.
Yes, you did, Dad. And that's what I told him. I said, look, everything I learned, I sat at the back of the bus doing all the logistical stuff for probably 20 years, and then my father turned it over to me. So, yes, I teach everything that you taught me.
Well, and praise the Lord for that, buddy. And your old man is just not able, as you young whippersnappers are, as to use a phrase that shows my age. But anyway, I'm so glad that you're there, you and Rick, and having a great time with the group. You said you went over to the Shepherd's Fields. That's not quite into the desert, but I have been reading articles that when you do your desert day down there near the Dead Sea and all along the Jordan Valley, that it's almost like a carpet of flowers there in the area of the desert because of all the rain. That's going to be beautiful.
This has been truly a winter to remember here in Israel. The Sea of Galilee is overflowing. They've had so much rain. The Sea of Galilee is overflowing. They've had to open the dams. The Jordan River, where we take people to the Jordan, to pretty close to the location of where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, that is overflowing. And consequently, because of the rain that flows, and when it comes down in Jerusalem, it flows down to the lowest spot on the earth, 1,500 feet below sea level. There's been so much rain that for the first time, these seeds that sit dormant under the ground in the desert for 10, 20 years, when they finally get enough water, they bloom. And it's going to be something special for our group as we go down there. Usually, it looks like, you're right, a desert, the Judean mountains and the desert there, the Judean desert. But with so much rain, it's going to be a carpet of flowers that people will be able to take a look at.
Oh, you're making me hungry for being there with you, buddy. And I'm sure your mom would have loved. She's almost crying every time you and Rick leave to take a tour group in Israel. I'm sure they're going to have a great time with you and Rick. You guys facilitate their venture into the land of the Bible so, so very well. Well, have safe journeys as you travel. Want to talk to you again next week, Jim, when you get ready to go over to Petra. So we'll talk with you at that time.
I look forward to it, Dad, and we look forward to talking to you next week. And we also want to extend the invitation for others to come and join us on our trips to Israel.
You can go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to Joshua Travel, and there you can get all the information you need to get set up for a tour to the lands of the Bible. Jim, God bless you, buddy. Have a great weekend. And with the tour group, tell them all hi. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Dad.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have one more broadcast partner. That's David James, going to talk about the Disney children's cartoon that has just been produced. You do not want to miss that conversation. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.